Hello, it's Ashton Lewis.
And I'm Daphne Lynn.
And you are listening to the
NDE World Podcast.
Welcome to the NDE World Podcast. I am your host, Ashton Lewis. In the studio with me, my lovely hostess, Miss Daphne Lynn. Hello, Miss Daphne Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, baby. Thank you for asking. As always, so looking forward to today's topic of conversation. Yeah. Ooh, I'm not even going to spoil it and tell anybody what it is just yet. Let's just hold on just a second. We'll get to it. So
sit basking. What is it?
Yes. It's some really good stuff, guys, and we're just scratching the surface. This particular episode is going to go on for a while. The series, should I say? So we're just scratching the surface, and we're going to make sure by the time we get to the other side, we all hopefully have an idea of what's going on. So as long as we're learning and growing and putting forth the effort, and everybody's striving and trying to do better, and just work at doing the best you can do and being the best you can be.
That's right.
That's really what it all comes down to. There's enough destruction, in the world already. You don't have to contribute.
Nope.
Be good. Be good. Well, go to the website, guys, nde.world, for more information on who we are and what we do. And that's all kind of cool stuff over there. And we always like to put a plug in, but we've got tons of episodes on all kind of different topics. And also the Facebook group. I'd like to put a plug in for that. You guys could join the Facebook group and interact, and we'd be glad to answer any question you guys got, or maybe somebody on our team can be glad to answer any questions for you, because we do have a lot of people with experience there. So
a lot of our guests are our members as well in the group.
Actual NDEers.
Yes, most definitely.
It's awesome. Beautiful people.
Beautiful
some
souls.
Of the most beautiful souls you'll ever talk to, you'll ever meet.
So full of love. It just overflows. You can feel their energy when you talk to them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into this. We are going to be covering chapter 10 in the It's All About Yudo book, Universal Divine Oneness. And it can be found on the website in the bookstore, Universal Divine Oneness, nde.world. But today's topic is reconnecting with the divine source and achieving oneness.
Ooh, reclaiming your power that we've talked about, connecting with the divine.
Yeah. So this is, and what I like about this book, this is a really good introductory book, because it kind of gives you an overview of everything, all of what it concerns, or what it takes to be able to get on this trail, this path, should I say. And, the key is to really get a grasp of it, and the secret is to putting it into practice.
That's right. Put it into practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Start working the system.
Absolutely. Now, there's a couple of things that Daphne had brought to my attention earlier. There are a few universal laws that we can really apply to this as we really set the stage, okay? Our objective in the Yudo series, okay, really it's a Yudo life, is that universal divine oneness and connecting back with that and achieving that, that oneness. Let's kind of take a look at what exactly is that, divine oneness. What is the law, actually the universal law of divine oneness, if you don't mind. Daphne, maybe you could share that with the listeners, and we'll set the stage on that. And maybe also the law of clarity, too, because a lot of people find it challenging to really get clear on things, So it's important to get really clear on this and really, focus on it and really break things down, in a manner that you can actually apply it, in your life and make those changes.
The law of divine oneness is indeed considered the cornerstone of many spiritual and philosophical teachings. To apply the law of divine oneness in your life, you can start by cultivating awareness of your interconnectedness with others and the world around you. Practice empathy, compassion, and mindfulness in your interactions, and strive to make choices that honor the unity of all life. By embracing the oneness of the universe, you can cultivate greater harmony, understanding, and a well-being in your life, and contribute to the collective evolution of consciousness.
Wow.
Yes.
There's so much just in that alone, Daphne, really getting a grasp of it.
We covered some of the virtues in this.
I know. And I like how they've incorporated empathy as well, because empathy should be right up there with love. Love, empathy, definitely. Compassion, humility, mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how it says, guys, and this is what happened to me when I started doing this. And trust me, I am just now scratching the surface on the deep, deep level. This stuff is really deep. But like it says, develop a self-awareness of the interconnectedness. In other words, that we are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Start developing, you know, that sense, being aware of it, instead of looking at everybody's out there or over there or me and you. Just look at it like, you know, wow, that's actually God expressing itself in that person. Wow, that's God mm-hmm. in that person.
Exactly.
That's God in that person.
Start
seeing
it.
You have to see the divine. You know, if you want the divine in yourself, you're going to have to see it in everybody.
Exactly. An example that you can do, it's something that I've started incorporating into my daily routine, is if you get up before daylight, get you a chair or go outside and sit under the stars. And connect
anytime,
with the stars and just really meditate, focus on it, really deep thought. I am that. That is me. Mm. I am everything that I see.
Yeah. Like that. And it's a little rhyme, too. Should be easy to remember. Say that again.
I don't even know where all I said. It just came out that way. So
I like that.
I am that. That is me. Mm. I am everything I see.
Yeah. Well.
You know how sometimes spirit speaks through you and you really don't know what you said? That was one of those times,
well,
I guess.
Well, good thing for you, Daphne, we've got it on tape.
Yes.
At least digital recording. I don't know if anybody even records with tape these days, you know, but we've got it recorded, so we'll go back and
that'll be like a little mantra.
No, it made sense. I like how you said that, because you're looking at everything and you look at the all that can be and realize that, hey, this is... also me, you know, you are a part of all this.
Right, yeah.
All of us, you know. So that's what it takes, guys. It takes that awareness. And like Daphne says, she's practicing that awareness. You know, when you deliberately start looking at things, that you are a part of all of this. You are alive. There's life in you, which is divine, which means there, you know, what we call God. Life is in everything and all things, you know, that source, the all. You know, we are one. And that's the objective of this course. Or this lifestyle, this series, or whatever you want to call it, these episodes, podcast, is to, you know, bring it to people's awareness so they can start focusing on, wow, we really are all in this together, you know,
and
start applying and making changes in your own life.
Right, yeah. And when I do this, I'm literally getting in a little bit of grounding, because I'm going out barefooted mm-hmm. and sitting with my feet on Mother and just connecting and just, you know, saying little mantras to myself and connecting with that divine. And when you first wake up, as you know, you're still more...
That's a good time to go, though.
...in tune with that higher self.
You're close to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it really is something that I'm enjoying doing, and I'm sure you guys would enjoy it, too.
Absolutely. And guys, let me give you guys a secret. This is ancient esoteric secrets, you know. And I'm just going to share it with you, you know, like it is, just for you to really think about it, meditate on it. What this is all about is understanding that the world of sleep, the world of dreams, the world of spirituality, all these things, you know, all go together in a sense. And when you understand that, you know, you can go and visit the spirit realm every single night when you close your eyes, when you lay down, your body naturally and your brain, everything naturally goes into what? A very deep, relaxed state. It goes into an altered state. And what it when the body is in that total relaxed state, the spirit can go do what it needs to do. What you're doing in real life is you're trying to replicate those levels of sleep, okay? And that's where meditation comes in. That's where hypnosis comes in. That's where any kind of mind work where you can sit down, okay? Calm the body, like as if you were laying down, going to sleep. Okay, well, that's the key. Is you're trying to recreate a
the
natural
connection.
Sleep mindset, I guess you could say, sleep state, you know, and, and you're deliberately recreating or creating that in your waking state. Now, if you can get good at even like lucid dreaming and things like that, you know, that's really good. But like you said earlier, the best time to do stuff like that, as soon as you wake up. Because you're still in that dream state. And if you do it right, there's practices where you can stay connected in that state and be aware of it. And you can juggle between the astral plane where you have your dreams and sleep and all, and, you know, this realm. Just saying, just something to think about. That's what it's all about. All of this. All of it. The meditations, the mindsets, the hypnosis, the prayers, the getting to that. You know, all you're doing is recreating sleep, recreating a sleep state. You know, that's all it
that
is.
That level of the, I don't even know what, I think it's theta.
Yeah. Now, theta is the best for meditating. One of the ones that I feel, you know, meditating, hypnosis, and, you know, deep thinking like that. But it'll go down. You can even go down into the delta. Yeah.
The one deepest before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's the state you want to get at.
Yeah. And you can deliberately get into that. And that's what hypnosis is. You know, that's what... you know, meditation is. That's all it is. Is you are getting that body into a very relaxed state as if you were sleeping. And once the body is relaxed, guess what? You're back in spirit. The spirit can do what it wants to do and you can control it.
Right.
And go, you know, anywhere you want to go.
Yes.
Let's look at this. Okay. Reconnecting with the divine source and achieving this oneness. And thank you, by the way, for sharing that with us, Daphne.
Yeah, you're welcome. Did you want to do the clarity one?
Let's go ahead and do clarity, so we can, you know, just be sure that you've got to be clear on what we're doing here. Yeah.
Clear intentions. You need clear, decisive actions in your life.
Yeah, and this is a law as well, so keep that in mind.
The universal law of clarity underscores the importance of clarity in thought, intention, and communication. It suggests that clarity brings about the sense of understanding, direction, and purpose, enabling individuals to make informed decisions and take meaningful action. This principle highlights the significance of seeking clarity in all aspects of life to cultivate a sense of focus, confidence, and alignment with one's goals and aspirations.
Yeah, it all ties together. It does. It's all about the mind.
It really does. And throughout all of these, if you have the Universal Laws book, you'll see that each one of them really does weave through the other. I mean, in
they do.
Reading like the Law of Clarity, it's in the steps in it, it talks about your intentions, your goals. I mean, mindfulness, understanding, you know, they're all interconnected, just as we are all interconnected with everything else.
Nice, nice. Yeah, yeah. I like how you said that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So let's do this. It says here, introduction to reconnecting with the divine source. That's our objective, Yudo, okay, becoming one. Back to that oneness and being one with all. Reconnecting with the divine source is at the heart of spiritual awakening and achieving universal divine oneness. It involves rediscovering our intrinsic connection to the divine and aligning our lives with nature and universal laws.
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go, guys. Let me read that again because
yes,
it's so important. How do you get to divine oneness, guys? It says like here, it says you have to rediscover your connection to the divine. Okay,
yes.
It's already there. It's in all of us. It's the God within.
Yep.
Okay. So you have to be aware of that and rediscover that. Okay. And like it says here, I love this, align your life, all of our lives with nature. Okay. Was what we call God. Okay. Or source and universal laws.
And we've been incorporating them in.
Yes, yes, yes. So keep that in mind. Now, this chapter explores the process of reconnecting with the divine source. I love this. The benefits of achieving Christ consciousness and the transformative effects of living a spiritually aligned life.
Wow.
I love this. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's jump into it. Number one, understanding the divine source. Now, let's look at the nature of the divine source. The divine source represents the ultimate reality, the fundamental essence from which all existence emanates. It is often described as the source of all creation, love, and consciousness. In various spiritual traditions, this divine source is referred to by different names and titles, such as God, the All, the Universe, Source Energy, the Absolute, and on and on.
I was going to throw in there the divine essence because that it's just beautiful. I really like that term instead of giving it like the traditional God. I mean, just
yeah.
Call it what you want as long as you're connecting with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Everybody has, you know, calls it different things, you know, but here's the challenge that you're going to have with the words that's already in use, because the word God to me is one of the worst words to use to describe the all, to describe the source, because it gets you mixed up with, you know, with man-made idols and man-made what we call deities or gods. You see, when you think of God, most people think of something or someone way out there that's away from all of us. So the word God to me is, you know, that's why I always say when you want to talk about spiritual things with somebody, set the stage and find out what is your definition of God, and then you tell them what your definition of God is, you see. Ask them what theirs is. Tell them what yours is. Make sure you guys are on the same page, you see, because...
The law of communication.
Yeah, like it says here, I love this. It represents this here, what we're talking about, what divine source is. Yes. It is the ultimate reality. It is the all, okay? Mm-hmm. So that, to me, ultimate reality is different than something that you worship, a person or a god or a deity.
Right.
See that? So I like more of the, like we said, the universe, the source energy, divine essence, like you said, the absolute, right. The all, you know, God can be used, you know, but, you know, if it works, fine, like Daphne said, if it works, you know.
Right. You know, whatever works for you in connecting with that higher divine source. And I love the way this paragraph brings it out. It says, you know, this is the source of all creation, love, and consciousness.
Mm. Yeah, think about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Look at this. Universal oneness. At its core, the divine source embodies universal oneness, the understanding that all of creation is interconnected and interdependent. Recognizing this oneness means acknowledging that we are not separate from the divine, but an integral part of it.
Yes.
This awareness, okay, keep that in mind, remember the law of self-awareness, or the law of awareness, should I say? But anyway, this awareness helps dissolve the illusion of separateness and fosters a deeper connection to the divine.
Yes, and when you can really connect with this and really take it into your being, it gives you a sense of purpose, of peace, of love, of being accepted as you are. You know, it releases the fears that many of the religions have forced on the masses.
Mind control.
Yeah, so just realizing that we are an integral part of that divine essence.
Yeah.
It's so enlightening. It's so uplifting.
You know, I like how you said that, Daphne, because it just made me think, and I just want to throw it out there. A while ago, we were mentioning about the word God, you know, how that even, you know, you got to be careful with it because it describes so many different things, whereas that divine essence or that all or that source, if you go up to somebody and tell them, you know, you are God, well, guess what? Sometimes, depending on their indoctrination,
ooh,
you know,
the level,
you know, they might
level you,
they
on.
Might call you the devil or think you're blasphemy. How could you dare say that? Well, you know, their ideology or their ideas of God is something separate from them way out there. Whereas, what if I come up to you and say, you know what? Your divine essence. Does that make sense? Is that easier to swallow than saying you are God? I mean, just see how the words play a part in it?
You know? Oh, most definitely. And, you know, we scream blasphemy at saying we are connected, we are part of the divine, that we are that.
Blasphemy is actually the opposite. The separate not knowing and that you aren't, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I was going to say is, you know, we scream blasphemy at that, but yet we will not identify with God, but we identify with the devil. Oh, I'm doing this, you know, and doing all these negative things that are supposed to be of the devil, mm-hmm. but you'll identify with that, but you won't identify with God. How blasphemous is that?
Yeah, that exactly. That's the true blasphemy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You identifying as self, as separate, as ego, as devil, as the devil inside, you know?
Right. So start identifying with that divine essence, that pure higher consciousness, that pure love that we are a part of.
Yeah. Really work on that self-awareness, the divine awareness, the mindfulness, and all, you know. So,
you know, when we can identify with that divine essence, it helps dissolve the illusion of separateness from it and everything else. Mm. It fosters a deep connection to that divine essence.
Yeah, think about that, because we all live in ego. We all live in that altered state of, you know, right. us and them, and me and you, and mm-hmm. nobody looks at each other as all one. That's what I said earlier, you know. And it takes work. It takes practice. You know, it's a daily. And the deeper you get into this.
It really is a daily thing, you know? Because, I mean, as you know, I work out in the public. I work outside the home. So I am around people a lot. So
all kind of energies.
Every time I see somebody, I try to say, okay, that person is God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that person. Mm-hmm. We are connected.
Yep.
You know, because each one of us are divine individuations of that great energy source.
That's right. That divine oneness.
Yes. So.
Or the all, yeah.
Every one of us are God. We are that divine essence, that spark of the divine.
Right. Right.
Children of God, if you want to call it that.
And your objective is to realize that, remember that, and get back to that highest form of consciousness within you, would be that Christ consciousness or that God consciousness, you know?
Right. We got to get rid of the illusion of separateness.
Yeah. Speaking of Christ consciousness, that's actually the actual subheading for the next section. Let's jump into this. Now, there are videos online. In fact, I saw one yesterday. I did not comment on it because the guy believes in what he's doing. And he's got a whole bunch of followers, and they're all following and commenting, and it's a Jesus thing, I'm not going to lie. But the video was titled, "What is Christ Consciousness, and how do you obtain it?" Well, you know, I'm drawn to this kind of stuff because I watch this stuff, you know, every chance I get when I do watch videos and things. So anything to help grow consciousness, you know. So anyway, and I'm like, let me click on it. And they got this guy, he's, you know, kind of sitting down by a rock with his little pet dog. And he said that Christ consciousness is living like Jesus. Anything that Jesus did, and it means to do what he did, walking the path that Jesus did.
Right.
And
following the example, yeah.
Yeah. And that's not right. That is incorrect. In fact, I wanted to comment.
It's a step in the process.
Know, yeah, I was going to say that's 1,000%, you know, misleading. That is so misleading because, you know, Yeshua was a person who obtained Christ consciousness, okay? Not that, you know, Christ is Jesus and you got to, you know, Christ consciousness is walking in the way that Jesus walked. No. Yes, use it as an example, as an archetype, but that's not what Christ consciousness is. That's what we're calling it.
No, it's a deeper level, yeah.
It's way bigger than him, you see. He was able to tap into it. So that's the point. You know, this video was showing and telling everybody what Christ consciousness is. You have to have the mindset of Jesus, okay? And you have to do things the way Jesus did. And you have to live by the example that Jesus set. Blah, blah, blah. That's what Christ consciousness is. That's incorrect, guys. You know, and I didn't want to go on and tell him that, no, that's not what that is. Now, the truth is that Yeshua, like so many others, was able to tap into Christ consciousness, which means it's something totally separate from him, okay? Every single person who is enlightened and is taps into that is naturally, you know, empathic or loving and kind and compassionate. You know, that's just the way it is. So, you know, according to the scriptures, yes, Jesus lived like that, you know, but I just want to put that out there. a lot of people hear that when they hear Christ consciousness, they think it's Jesus and being like Jesus and living like Jesus. No, that's not what that means. Christ consciousness is just what we refer to as that universal consciousness. It's the highest form of light, energy, and the highest vibration that you can obtain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Yeshua was able to obtain Christ consciousness, you know. So, but I found that kind of misleading, you know, that the video is saying that that's what it is, to have the mindset like Jesus did and to live like him. Although he's correct in that regard, but that's not explaining what Christ consciousness is.
It's a step,
if that makes any sense,
in the process.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use Jesus as an archetype. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't personally. Well, I can think of maybe a half a dozen, but I can't think of really a whole lot of great examples that I would even recommend, you know, to follow that example. By all means, yes, follow the example, walk the walk, okay?
Right.
Don't say, oh, I love Jesus, I believe in Jesus, oh, I'm even a Christian, I'm saved, I'm all this, and you're out doing things that's harming others. You're doing things that's harming yourself. It's an illusion. You're a hypocrite, okay? You are just making excuses for something that, you know.
You're living in the ego instead of in
correct.
that truly awakened state.
You're not enlightened. You're not in
right.
the divine oneness. Now, what we're wanting to do is get people out of that religious mindset and state and go within yourself and get your act together and your life together within yourself and be this person like these greats taught us to be, like Jesus and all, you know?
Yeah. So. When you begin to awaken, you do start to live a life of more unconditional love, more compassion, and in your spiritual wisdom takes on a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that is parts of that Christ consciousness.
Yeah.
That.
And go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to add to that. It made me think that, you know, it's being aware. Remember, we talk about that awareness.
Right.
That's what it is. It's an awareness. And these people who have mastered this type of consciousness was aware. You know, like I said, it's not living the way Jesus lived. It's having an awareness that Jesus had of what Christ consciousness is.
Right. You know, the way the next subheading brings it out is,
let's go ahead and bring it out. Yeah.
That, you know, the consciousness and that Christ consciousness involves transcending the ego, which is what we've been talking about throughout this series that we've been doing, and also embracing that divine essence and divine nature, that
yeah.
we're all interconnected.
That's right, that's right. Well, let me go ahead and read this then. It says that Christ consciousness, okay, is a state of awareness that embodies the qualities of unconditional love, empathy, compassion, spiritual wisdom, etc. It represents a higher level of consciousness aligned with divine principles and universal truths. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is what Christ consciousness is. Achieving Christ consciousness involves transcending the ego and embracing the essence of our divine nature.
Yeah, and you know, there's a process in reconnecting with it. And it starts with self-awareness and reflection.
Never underestimate the power of self, self-discipline, self-responsibility, self-awareness. What does all this stuff say, guys? It starts with you. It's not external. It's not out there.
Exactly. Exactly.
It starts with you. You can't get away from that. You're going to have to master your own
The kingdom way. Is within.
Yeah. So what about the process of reconnecting? Now, like Daphne said, we've got self-awareness and reflection. Let's cover that. Reconnecting with the divine source begins with deep self-awareness and reflection. Understanding our true nature and inner essence is crucial for aligning with the divine. This process involves examining our own beliefs, values, and experiences to uncover the underlying truth of our existence.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. Part of this Yudo, Daphne, the process, like it says here, of this uncovering this nature and finding our true nature, it involves what? Examining our own beliefs, you know, examining our own values and our own experiences. So Think about this, like in those meditative states, you know, when you're in a really good, relaxed state, mind's clear, and you can really focus, that'd be the perfect time to meditate on your beliefs. You know, well, what about this one? Is this belief good for me? Ah, where did it come from? You know what? I don't really need it.
Why do I believe what I believe?
Yeah, where did it come from? Is it serving me? Is it harming me? Get rid of it, you know? Right. What about this next belief? You know, that's a good belief. I like that. It makes me strong. It makes me a better person to the whole, you know, a better person to society, whatever. I'm going to hold on to that, you know, put it into the good pile, whatever. But the best time to focus on your beliefs, your values, and experiences is when you are in that meditative state.
Mm-hmm. Self-reflection. You
know, self-reflection. Self-awareness.
That's right.
Yeah. So here's some steps, guys, for this particular part. Number one, engage in regular self-reflection and introspection, okay, which pretty much are the same thing. Number two, explore your beliefs and values in relation to the divine. I like that. Now, did you get that? Explore them in relation to the divine. In other words, when you are focusing or meditating on your beliefs and asking where they came from, or are they good, or, you know, do they serve? Well, even better, are they in harmony with the divine? How do they relate to the one? You know, that's a good thing to focus on as well.
Exactly.
I like that. Number three, reflect on moments of connection or disconnection from your spiritual essence. And four, seek guidance through meditation, prayer, or a spiritual study. Miss Daphne.
Right. You know, seeking that guidance through the meditation, prayer, or spiritual study, you know, it really just brings to mind that you're connecting with that divine essence. You're connecting with your higher self when you go into prayer or meditation. You know, there are your guides, your guardians, your ancestors, all that we all connect with on that other side that can guide and help us along our way. And so many of our NDEers that we've had on as guests have said that, you know, these beings cannot assist us and help us unless it is life-saving. You know, that's the only time that they can step in without being asked, as it is in a life-saving moment. So I like the way this brings it out. Seek that guidance.
Very good. Very good. I like how you said that. A lot of people don't really think about that, you know, and
a lot of people have been taught that it's wrong.
Absolutely. And I also think it ties in with the law of non-interference.
Oh.
That even the all the higher
everything
beings,
is under
that.
The universal laws.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you said that, because look what our next section is.
Alignment with those universal laws. Think about that. The segues, they're working perfectly this morning.
That's right. It's all working perfect. So, let's take a look at this next section. I love this. Alignment with universal laws. Living in harmony with universal laws involves understanding and integrating principles such as the law of attraction, the law of karma, the law of oneness, divine oneness. We covered that one earlier. These laws govern our interactions with the world and influence our spiritual growth.
You know, I'm glad we're covering this, because, you know, so many of us out there, and I mean, I've been one that I'm like, I had no clue what a universal law was. I know man-made laws, some of them, but I mean, even from county to county, state to state, those laws change. That's not universal. These universal laws is the same no matter where we are on the plane, no matter where we are in the universe, what dimension we're from. All are universal laws that all sentient beings and light beings all are under.
You can't get away from it.
And if you want to know what some of these are, go get the book, Universal Divine Laws.
Yeah, it's $10. That's like over 300,
you know, yeah,
laws, you know, that's what we're reading from.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been incorporating just a few in, but in the book, I mean, it literally gives you a subheading, action steps, practice steps.
Yeah.
And then what you will benefit from putting these steps into practice. Each one of these laws, over 2-300.
It's actually, the book is called 300 Universal Laws.
Well, yeah. There you go. 300 Universal Laws that every being, human being, animal, all creation is under.
Yeah.
You know, the book, it brings out it so beautifully. You know, when we're all living in harmony with this and connecting with that divine, how beautiful the world can truly be.
That's right. That's right. And there are a lot of spiritual practices out there in groups that are in harmony with a lot of these laws. You know, say for example, Hermeticism, their foundational belief system is based on, you know, the universal laws. So like the law of mind, the law of cause and effect, law of rhythm, law of vibration, law of gender, law of polarity, all of those, you know. So, yeah, and like I said, the law of cause and effect is the same thing that Jesus or Yeshua taught in the Bible as reaping and sowing. It's that universal law. You see, these masters were in harmony with the universal laws. That's why they were masters. They were in harmony with nature, the natural world. That's why they were able to have this ability that they had. Let's look at some practice steps on the alignment with these actual laws. Now, it says, number one, study and reflect on universal laws and their implications for your life. Guys, NDE.world, go to the bookstore, 300 Universal Laws, it's like 10 bucks. Download it, you know, get it, and that way you guys can read along with us. It's life-changing. I mean, it covers all of these laws, like Daphne said, how to apply them in your lives, practical steps and things like that, and benefits and all.
So, I love it. I really do.
So that would be a good way to do that. So study and reflect on those laws. Ooh, number two, align your thoughts, actions, and intentions with these laws. Number three, observe the effects of living in harmony with universal principles. Four, make adjustments to your behavior and mindset as needed to maintain alignment.
Number four.
I like
Let's say that one again.
Make adjustments. Go ahead. You can read it. Go ahead.
Make adjustments to your behavior and your mindset.
Yeah.
As needed to maintain that divine alignment.
And maintain is the word. I want to make a comment on maintain is an ongoing.
Exactly.
It's not like, boom, okay, I'm done. I'm good. I'm covered. I'm safe. No, it's not.
No.
You know, you have to maintain alignment, which means every day of your life, you're going to have to work towards staying in balance, you know, keeping in alignment with the universal laws and the one, you know.
Right, yeah.
So when you are living in harmony with these laws, the universal laws, and practicing those and applying them in your lives, you are raising your vibration and working in harmony with what we call the one, the all, the source, universe.
You are segueing over, and it's like the Spirit's just guiding this morning, because you're talking about being in harmony with everything, and that's the next subheading.
Oh, wow, it is. Well, then let's move on. Okay.
I love it. I really do.
Yeah, thank everything's you, source, going really yes. smooth. Yes, yes. Well, let's cover this number two, living in harmony with nature. Okay, now let's take a look at the spiritual connection to nature. Nature serves as a reflection of the divine source and provides opportunities for reconnection and renewal. Engaging with nature helps us rediscover our innate connection to Mother Earth and the divine.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, get out there and when you first wake up in the mornings, get out there. I like doing it when I first wake up because I'm still connected, and just going out there being under the stars and connecting with Mother, it's like that oneness. I mean, just looking up and saying, oh, I am one with that. I am one with these trees, these crickets, everything you see.
And here,
and you smell, are part of.
And touch. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that's the key, guys. Like Daphne said, and we've said that since day one. It's one of our main beliefs is, you know, nature is all. Nature is God. You are nature. You are a part of all that, you know. And when you realize that, it's life-changing, okay? When you realize that nature is God, I like how it's brought out here. Nature is that divine manifesting itself for us to learn about the divine, for us to reconnect with the divine, for us to learn and grow how with the divine and reconnect with that, you know?
Renewing,
yeah.
When you reconnect and go to changing these things and thoughts and ideas that you have, you're renewing your mindset. You're renewing that connection with what you are, that all that is.
Yeah.
That divine essence.
I like also, Daphne, to go with that
the universal laws.
Correct. Absolutely. And to go with that, I was going to say that right here, the same section, it says that also connection to the earth. You know, yes. We've gotten away from our connection with Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start practicing like the grounding techniques and getting out in nature and things like that, guess what? It's going to bring you closer to Mother Earth.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's look at this section here. It says embracing natural rhythms. Now, living in harmony with nature involves embracing the natural rhythms and cycles of the earth. Okay. This means aligning with seasonal changes, honoring natural processes, and respecting the interconnectedness of all living beings.
Mm.
To me, that
love all, harm none.
That's right. To me, that wraps it all up right there. Respecting the interconnectedness of all living beings.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get away from it. And because man has went in and tampered with that interconnectedness because they think it's us against them, we're all separate. So they're going to go in and slaughter these animals.
The illusion of separateness.
Destroying all this forest and land and just stripping down Mother Earth and slaughtering more animals and slaughtering humans and each other and treating each other like animals. That's just, how do I say this? It's not hard to see that people are off balance. You know,
with you saying that, I'm going to go here right quick with this and then let's move on to the next subject. But, you know, the man-made laws. Let's talk about the man-made laws for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the man-made laws is, all right, example, say somebody goes out here and kills somebody. Okay, this person goes to prison for a while, and they put them on death row, life. And then man-made law says, okay, I'm going to kill you now because you killed somebody. There's that just doesn't make sense in that because you're teaching.
Correct.
You don't do this, but yet you're doing what you say not to do.
Right. Right.
Kill, but don't kill.
Right. Now, life is life. Life is precious, guys.
Exactly. You know, we've got to live under that universal law. That makes the changes in everything, not man-made laws, because man-made laws are all contradicting each other.
Right. Absolutely. And here's the challenge, guys. Are bad things going to happen? Absolutely. You can expect it. Will bad things happen to you? Absolutely. Will they happen to your loved ones? Absolutely. You know, and it's what you call bad. You know, are you going to give it the label of bad? Or are you just going to accept it for what it is and just roll with it, deal with it, and grow? You know, it's really the meaning that we give to all things.
That's right.
You know? So how can we practice being in harmony with nature? Well, like it says, observe and appreciate the changing seasons and natural cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Engage in practices that honor the earth, such as sustainable living and environmental stewardship. I like that. Number three, incorporate natural elements into your daily life, such as spending time outdoors and connecting with natural landscapes.
Yes.
That's probably the best or the easiest for me, for myself, just to be able to just get out in it. You know, at least daily, you've got to get out anytime you can. Some people want to get out at midnight. Some want to get out first thing in the morning. Some want to get out midday. Some want to get out
in the evening. Anytime is great.
Just get out in nature.
Yes, anytime is great. Go hug that tree. Don't worry about what somebody thinks, what you're doing. You connect. You realize your divinity, your oneness with everything.
And guys, according to Jesus, I'm just saying, and it was either the Gospel of the Gospel of Nazarenes or the Gospel of Peace. I can't remember. I get this, the teachings kind of, because they're so in harmony and parallel, but I'm trying to think of which book said what. But Jesus himself talks about how powerful a tree is, that a tree
it's great
has some of the most energy that you can get as mm-hmm. a human. Go up and, you know, sit underneath a tree, hug a tree, like Daphne said, lay against a tree, because a tree's root systems goes down into Mother Earth.
Deep into
it is so grounded and so full of energy, okay? So even meditations, guys, go out and sit underneath a tree. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, you know, a tree is like you said, rooted deep into Mother, mm-hmm. but also at that same time reaching out up into
the heavens as well.
The air, which is the spirit form.
Mm-hmm. As above, so below. Yeah.
Connecting with the divine.
Yeah. So you mother, have those elements of earth, you know, the air, fire would be the sun, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, just keep that in mind. I just thought I was just kind of throw it in there. But, you know, go hug a tree. Get around the trees. These things are energy, guys.
Everything's alive. It's going to know it. And, you know, when you hug that tree, I mean, when you transition over to that spiritual form, you may even get to experience that again in your life review.
Feel what the tree felt.
Exactly. Because everything is connected.
Yeah, guys. We've heard stories from NDEers that's had experiences and went on the other side. And, you know, and those, you know, those moments that they've reflected back on, you know, experiences in their lives.
A drop of water.
Yeah, even a drop of water was alive.
A single drop of water is alive.
Trees were happy, like, or a flower. You commented on a flower, how pretty, and it was just, it reacted. I mean,
yes,
everything's alive. You've got to understand that. And it has feelings, believe it or not.
And we just don't.
It's a different way than humans. We can't comprehend it, but everything is alive and has its own feelings. As well, its own consciousness, should I say?
Yeah, think about this for house plants or whatever. You talk to one plant and watch it grow and thrive, and you talk another way in degrading and demeaning that plant, and you're gonna see the life of the words that you speak,
yeah,
and the life, the death that you put into your words are alive. And that's why we have to be careful of what we say and think. And everything is alive, even our thoughts.
Yeah, and it's also a perfect example to show what you need to or don't need to be putting into your mind, into your ears, into your psyche. Because if it's going to kill a plant, like if you play, I've seen,
different type music's played for different plants, yes.
Like classical, beautiful, soft, easy listening music, yeah. And a very vibrant, healthy plant, whereas they put this dark, heavy, kind of
thrashing music.
And it killed the plants. So, you know, it is energy, guys. It is energy. Yes. And plants are alive, and they also sing. What's that little
MIDI device?
You
know,
MIDI
pod, that you can buy.
I think it is, something like that. Look into it, guys. You can take and clip it onto
a leaf.
A leaf or a plant or something. You can actually hear it sing, you know. So, anyway. Alrighty. Now, this next section, think about this. Cultivating a deep relationship with the earth. How many people really have a relationship with Mother Earth? I mean, a relationship. I'm not talking about just living here like a tick or a flea on her, just to infest her. But I'm talking about a relationship. Let's see what it says. Developing a deep relationship with the earth involves recognizing its sacredness and treating it with reverence.
Mm-hmm.
This connection fosters a sense of unity and gratitude for the gifts of nature.
Mm-hmm. Go out there, put your feet on her, connect with her, tell her you love her, or tell it you love it, whatever, if you want to call Earth a him or her, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. Go out there and connect with it. Get your emotions involved with it.
I've always heard, I don't
Mother
know,
Earth.
I've always heard Mother.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I've always heard that. Now, when we think of spirit and we refer to Father as spirit, you know, we also have to keep in mind that even Father spirit is not really 1,000% completely true, because really spirit is both, you know,
masculine
mother and father in that regard as well. It's the masculine, feminine. So the spirit would cover all that. But usually the earth, mother, it's usually seems to me, I don't know, I could be wrong, but it seems it's always been referred to as mother,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, have that connection with her. You know, build that relationship with her. Get out and spend as much time with her as you can. Let's look at these steps real quick.
Practice steps.
Number one. Yeah, practice steps. Participate in activities that foster a deeper connection with the earth, such as gardening or nature walks. There you go. Out in nature. Number two, practice gratitude for the resources and beauty provided by nature. Number three, support initiatives and practices that promote environmental sustainability and conservation.
Yes. You know what? I think of this, you know, how clear and my mind is and how time just kind of seems to stand still and fly at the same time when I get out and I work in my flower beds or get out and just, you know, connect with Mother. Just, you know, connecting with nature, with Mother. It's on another level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. And it's so true. And it's so key. It's so key. Okay, let's move it on along now. Number three, benefits of achieving this Yudo or this Christ consciousness. Mm-hmm. So what can you expect when you are achieving this? Well, There's personal transformation. So achieving this consciousness, okay, this Christ consciousness, or this state of awareness of the oneness that you are, it brings about profound personal transformation. Mm-hmm. It involves transcending the ego, which is your main key, mm-hmm. embracing spiritual virtues, we went over those, and aligning with divine principles and universal laws.
Wow.
This transformation enhances our emotional well-being. It fosters inner peace and deepens our connection to our true selves.
Which is divine because it's spirit form.
That's right. You got it. Enhanced emotional well-being. Now, here's another benefit. Embracing Christ consciousness leads to greater emotional stability and resilience. By embodying qualities such as love, empathy, compassion, forgiveness, we experience a sense of inner harmony and reduced emotional turbulence.
Yep.
Absolutely. How? Well, here's some practical steps for you. Number one, reflect on your emotional responses and identify areas for growth. How do you react when somebody tells you something? Is it constructive or is it negative? Is it ego or is it divine? Well, reflect on that and find out where you need to work on, you know, areas of improvement and where you have to, you know, make balance of things. Number two, practice self-compassion. Okay, self, guys.
Yep.
And forgiveness in your interactions with yourself and others.
Yes.
Number three, cultivate a positive and loving mindset through regular spiritual practices.
Mm-hmm.
Another benefit, greater inner peace.
Oh, it's about finding that inner peace that so many of us are searching for.
Right, right. Speaking of inner peace, the next section is greater inner peace mm-hmm. as one of the benefits. It says here that Christ consciousness, or Yudo, fosters a profound sense of inner peace and contentment. By aligning with divine principles, aka universal laws, and releasing attachment to the ego, the self, we achieve a state of calm and equilibrium that transcends external circumstances.
Right. Go within.
Yes. How do we do that? Well, practice steps. Number one, engage in practices that promote inner peace, such as meditation and mindfulness. Number two, let go of negative thought patterns and attachments that disrupt your sense of peace. Number three, cultivate a daily practice of gratitude and acceptance to maintain inner calm. All right, spiritual fulfillment. Living in alignment with Christ consciousness also brings spiritual fulfillment and a deeper sense of purpose. It involves recognizing our own divine nature
mm-hmm.
and contributing to the greater good through acts of love, compassion, and service.
Right.
Finding purpose and meaning. Achieving Christ consciousness helps us discover our true purpose and meaning in life. By aligning with divine principles, we gain clarity about our unique contributions and our role in the world. Wow. How do we do that? Practice steps. Number one, reflect on your passions, talents, and aspirations. Number two, explore ways to align your life with your spiritual values and purpose. I like that. Number three, engage in meaningful activities and service that contribute to the well-being of others. See, not yourself, but others. Next section, contributing to the greater good. Embracing Christ consciousness, or Yudo, inspires us to contribute to the greater good and make a positive impact in the world. This involves using our gifts and resources to support and uplift others, fostering a sense of unity and collective well-being. How do we do this? Practice steps. Number one, identify ways that you can contribute to the well-being of your community and the world. Number two, engage in acts of service and support initiatives that promote positive change. Number three, cultivate a mindset of generosity and compassion in your daily interactions. Man, this is so much value in this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moving on to the next section here. Now, this says living a spiritually aligned life. So how do we do that? Well, let's break this down. Daily practices for spiritual alignment. Living a spiritually aligned life involves integrating spiritual practices and principles into our daily routines. This alignment supports our journey toward oneness and enhances our connection to the divine source. Creating a spiritual routine. Establishing a daily spiritual routine helps reinforce your commitment to spiritual growth and alignment. Include practices such as meditation, prayer, and reflection in your routine daily to maintain a consistent connection with the divine. Practice steps. How do we do this? Well, number one, set aside dedicated time each day for spiritual practices. We've talked about these earlier episodes. Mm-hmm. Number two, choose practices that resonate with you and support your spiritual goals. Number three, adjust your routine as needed to accommodate changes and growth. And next section, integrating spiritual practices into your daily life. How do you do this? Well, incorporate spiritual principles into your everyday actions and decisions. By aligning your behavior with divine values, it takes work on your part, you create a harmonious and fulfilling life that reflects your spiritual essence. How? Let's look at the practice steps. Number one, reflect on how your action aligns with your spiritual values, okay? Number two, make conscious choices that support your spiritual growth and well-being. Number three, seek opportunities to apply spiritual principles in your interactions and endeavors. Embracing the journey toward reconnecting with the divine source and achieving oneness is ongoing and evolving. Embrace each step of the process with openness and dedication, and trust in the transformative power of spiritual practices and alignment. I like that. Staying open to growth. Remain open to continuous growth and learning on your spiritual journey. Embrace new insights, experiences, and practices that support your development and deepening connection with the divine. How? Well, let's look at some steps. Number one, stay curious and open to new spiritual teachings and experiences. Number two, reflect on your growth and progress regularly. And number three, seek guidance and support from spiritual mentors or communities. Here's another one, celebrating the progress. Now, acknowledge and celebrate your progress and achievements along the way. Recognize the positive changes in your life and the growth in your connection to the divine source. Practice steps. Number one, take time to reflect on your spiritual journey and accomplishments. Number two, express gratitude for the insights and experiences you have gained. Number three, share your progress and experiences with others to inspire and support their journey. So, there you go. There you go. Anything that sticks out, Miss Daphne, before we move on to our conclusion?
Well, I'm going to say, you know, we've got this becoming aware, you know, realizing our interconnectedness with everything, our connection with the divine essence. You know, once you're aware of these things, then it's about growth. Because, I mean, you think how many of these subheadings was talking about growth, growing spiritually, because everything is spirit.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
comes from spirit, so we are spirit. So it's about that growth and development of.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of us have gotten into a point where you're just stuck, you're stagnant, you're not growing, you don't feel that sense of peace, you don't feel the sense of joy that you want to feel in life?
Or growth.
Growth, that feeling, exactly.
That sense of growth, yeah.
Right. It's because you've closed off, and it says to be open to new spiritual teachings and experiences. Be curious about it. And that's one thing that a lot of religions teach is, you know, you don't do this. That's demonic. You don't do this. That's worldly. You don't do this. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's being closed-minded. You're not open to growing and learning more of what's out there than what is right in front of your face. Be like open to growth.
It's true.
Be open to growth. And then reflect on your own growth and progress and celebrate your growth. Celebrate where you are at as you grow, because looking back at me now, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really have came so far.
And it makes you feel good when you really acknowledge
in that. My evolution of who I'm defining myself to be. And it's like, I just want to jump up and down and scream, yay, you know, it's just overflows.
And have that, you guys, you have to have the attitude of gratitude. That's the key to all of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You really have to be grateful for all things. And the more grateful you are and the more gratitude you have, the more it'll be brought to you.
Right. And I really am. I'm so thankful that I have grown past what I was in the past. And it's like, amazing.
If you've grown that much in just this short period of time, imagine a lifetime or multiple
exactly,
lifetimes.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, looking at the time, let's go ahead and wrap things up. We're going to go ahead and read the conclusion here. It says that reconnecting with the divine source and achieving oneness is a profound and transformative journey.
Yes, it is.
By living in harmony with nature and aligning with universal laws and embracing Christ consciousness, we cultivate a deeper connection to our true selves and the divine. The benefits of this alignment include personal transformation, emotional well-being, spiritual fulfillment, and a sense of purpose. As you continue on your spiritual path, remember that the journey towards oneness is a continuous process of growth and discovery. Embrace each moment with openness and dedication and gratitude. And allow the divine source to guide you towards a life of harmony, love, and fulfillment.
Yay. This is so beautifully put. I'm loving going through this, these practice steps and you know, how to achieve this mindset of the divine one. The illusion of separateness kind of fades away and you can live a life of harmony with all things.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, and the benefits just are amazing, you know, from your own personal transformation, spiritual, emotional well-being, you know, that sense of purpose and fulfillment. That's the things that we all strive for. When you get unhappy, you're stuck somewhere in between. You don't know what's going on. So clear the clutter, open the mind back up and the heart, and go to digging and searching and putting new stuff in.
Yeah, I like that. Clear the clutter.
Yeah, clear the clutter.
Clear the clutter. Oh, goodness. Well, I tell you what, guys, let's do a little short recap here. Now, today's episode is about reconnecting with the divine, okay?
That divine essence.
That's right.
That all oneness. That is.
That's right. That's all there is, the one, the all. And it's called by different names and titles, of course, you know. But some of the things that really stuck out in my mind is we really have to develop this deep self-awareness and reflection.
Yes.
We really have to put that into practice. And we do that through the means of, you know, mindfulness, meditation, and things like that, like we've been talking
all
about.
All mind.
Now, during these states of meditation, and even throughout the day when you can, but really in these states when you can really focus on it, we want to examine our beliefs, remember, our values and our experiences in relation to the divine. Okay?
Yes.
Is your life, when you're meditating and you're in this altered state and you really calm and you can really focus and you can think and you can communicate with your higher self, okay, then you can focus on these beliefs like we mentioned earlier. If they serve you, keep them. If they don't, let them go. Thank them and let them go. Say, that's
good. Use a stepping stone. Yeah.
And just get rid of it. And ask yourself, is this in harmony with my higher good, my greater good, the divine, whatever you want to use to help you grow.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. Okay, now the next key is alignment with the universal laws.
Everything in the universe is under these divine laws.
Yeah, you cannot get away from these laws, guys. For example, cause and effect, reap what you sow. You cannot do something and not get something in return. It is a law. That's why if you do good, guess what? Good comes back. You're planting seeds of good,
that's right.
You get good. If you plant negative or dark or bad, you're going to get negative and dark and bad in return.
That's right.
And number three, harmony with nature.
Yes.
So that's it, guys. That's pretty much the, you know, what I really got out of this episode. What about you, Daphne?
Same here. I mean, just we have to take those masks off, those blinders that have separated us from the divine. Take them off. Open your eyes. Open your heart. Open your mind and your whole being to your divinity.
Yeah.
To the connection of all things, because we are part of everything, that divine included.
Yeah, yeah. And guys, stop putting this into practice. I mean, really.
It's so fulfilling.
Don't let it just be intellectual.
Transformative.
You know, passive, taking it in. Oh, I'm learning this. Oh, I'm learning this. I'm learning. No. Put it into practice.
Action
Trust
steps.
Me. Yeah. It will change your life.
And that has been the purpose of starting this series, because we have learned so much. If you've been following on, listening, if you're not, and you're doing the research out there of the near-death experiences, you know, the spiritually transformative experiences, you have grown and transformed your belief system, I'm sure, in some way.
Yep.
And this series is targeting action practice steps to help you connect with the divine, your awareness, and how to transform your life.
In turn, transform others.
Exactly. Share and spread the light.
Yeah, because once you start learning this stuff and you start getting all excited about it, you can't help but want to share it with others.
Oh, I know. And you know what?
I found
it so much easier to share with others this message of love than
even
quote unquote good news.
Yeah.
That's religions teach.
Well, that's because
it's easier.
The actual good news. This is the actual good news that was snuffed out, Daphne.
Yes, exactly.
The good news.
Exactly.
The good news, even of the Bible, the good news is that you are God. You are one with the all, and the kingdom is within. You are the divine. And Yeshua is your big brother. He's one of us. He taught us how to do that.
All the masters.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in your location.
Yeah.
All
so many, many masters have all achieved this, you know, this level of consciousness.
The oneness.
Yeah. And that is the gospel. That is the truth. That is the
yes.
real message that was covered up by the church and hidden, that, no, you're a sinner. You're worthless. God's way out there. But, oh, that's okay. We've got a mediator. We've got a middleman. You can go through us, and you know, but like we said, that's a story for a different episode. So,
yeah,
but anyway, it's a matter of learning that oneness, and that's what these masters taught,
right?
Is realizing the divinity within. So,
right,
very good. Well, guys, don't forget to go to the website nde.world, and we'll see you guys over there. There's so much cool stuff that you can learn from and really grow spiritually on this walk. Again, that address is
nde.world.
Awesome, guys. We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. May peace be with you all. Until next time.
Y'all let your light shine.
Hello, you beautiful souls. Don't forget to visit the website, nde.world. That is?
nde.world.